Good morning, Colorado Springs. It's another brighter day in the neighborhood. I'm your host, Angela Jones, and I'd ask you to welcome with me today, Gina Miller. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad that the weather is getting a lot better.
Oh, warmer and less wind.
Well, and you know, that's the one thing everybody, when I'm out traveling out of state, which I am now, where it's our sort of inaugural mobile show, I suppose, and I appreciate you joining us for that. Everybody always comments, oh, Colorado's wonderful, but it's just too cold. And I always tell them it's a dry cold, but that doesn't
exactly.
doesn't seem to matter to anybody. I actually really enjoy Colorado winters, but I'm always excited when it's spring.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Me too.
So why don't you tell me what your favorite springtime activities are?
Oh, gosh. Besides working. I like riding my horse. I'm not a cowboy by any means, but I have a horse and I like riding on the weekends, like riding in the evenings. And that's kind of what is my stress release. I also love cooking.
So your horse, like what type of horse do you have?
We have quarter horses.
Oh, really? So you have more than one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, tell me about a quarter horse. And I happen to have a little bit of a background with quarter horses in Tennessee. But I don't know that everybody has the whole knows what a quarter horse is or how.
Well, yeah, it's just a breed of horse. I mean, my husband's he was a rodeo guy. His mm-hmm. son was a PRCA rodeo. My husband used to run the Pike Speaker Bus Rodeo, which I'm sure everybody right. in the community has heard of. Right. And it's just an easy going. You can do all kinds of things on a quarter horse.
Right. And so when you got involved doing quarter horses when with your husband?
No, you're going to find this funny. I moved to New York City in 1997 because I wanted to work there. And I actually bought my first horse living in New York City and boarded him in New Jersey. And he was a saddlebred, wow. which is a different breed of horse. So that I was a little girl. I grew up relatively, you know, I wouldn't say poor, but we couldn't afford a horse. And I sure. always wanted a horse.
You know, so. I heard a sort of a funny thing the other day, and it used to be that, you know, rich people had, you know, cars and poor folks had horses. And now the script is flipped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Everybody's yeah. got a car and only the rich people
exactly.
have horses.
Yeah. Horses are expensive.
So there's a couple things that you've talked about, you know, you enjoy working as much. And I want to mention you're with Kaiser Advertising, and Kaiser is your prior name before you got married.
Yes.
And became yes. So, seller, right?
Right. Yeah. I started Kaiser Advertising in 2007. Funny story, a friend of mine owned the agency I was working for, and then he left and the new gal that bought it didn't like me and fired me. Whatever.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, you know, and so I started my own agency and it was a blessing.
Right. And what type of advertising does Kaiser Advertising handle?
Well, we do what I call traditional, which is the radio, TV, you know, some print, but I'm getting into the digital because that's kind of the new thing, has been the new thing. So that's how I kind of work it, is trying to do what's best for the client, whether it be traditional, digital, what have you.
So billboards and buses and
right
all of those, you know, urinal cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. I wouldn't, you know, there's something for everybody, but you can't spend the money on all of it.
Right, exactly. I think there's, you know, absolutely that digital space is super important, but I really do think that some of the, it's sometimes when everybody abandons the traditional, that the new opportunity actually exists in the traditional.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I have always, I remember when the social media and all the digital started coming around, I would tell my clients, and even satellite, when satellite was 20 years ago, It's still not, there's still going to be people that aren't going to be that. They aren't going to be on the digital. They're not going to be on the satellite. Mm-hmm. It's still, if you look around, traditional still around. It's right, and still I think, evolved. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And kind of depending on your demographic.
Of course.
You know, I think, what's your favorite, what is your favorite traditional form of media advertising at this juncture?
I hate it, that's a hard question for me. Because I'm one that also kind of flips through the commercials.
Oh, okay.
But I think my favorite is still radio. I think there's still people, they drive to work every day and they don't have satellite or they don't have Sirius. I'm saying satellite, and they still have to listen to that. The younger generation I know is more digital and Pandora and that, but I still think radio and billboards, you still, there's people driving, commuting, and the billboards they see.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, but I think the phone book is dead.
Oh yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I was coming up, and I think we're similar in age, and so we came up around the same time where, you know, we looked forward to the phone book because they served as booster chairs as well.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you could look in for any number in there, and then now you don't want your number public.
Right. Well, and I remember that it was also real important, like where, you know, if you had, you know, it was like, you know, Attorney Adams at the beginning of the, you know, Yellow Pages, and that was huge.
Right.
Luck of the draw on the name there. So you recently got married.
Yeah, well, we'd only been together for like 13 years.
Oh, okay.
So we got married right before COVID. Mm. And so, I mean, he had some issues with the previous, anyway, so yes. So that's why my name's Miller, but I kept Kaiser Advertising because I've had it so long.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. And y'all, you said you've been together 13 years. You have mutual kids?
I don't have any children. He had two children. One of them is deceased. He was killed in a car accident. And he's got one son that just got out of the Navy.
Oh, wow.
And I have four-legged children. Yes.
That's so interesting. You know, when you said you moved to New York City, of course, and I'm getting, you being in advertising, first thing I thought of was New York City, get a rope.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. And so you were in New York City and you were not with your current husband then. So what brought you to Colorado or back to Colorado?
Well, I'm a native. I was born and raised in Colorado Springs. I always wanted to go to New York I was in advertising. I went to University of Colorado and got a degree. And I just wanted to do where the best of the best, or I thought the best of the best was. So I just moved on my own in 1997 and actually ended up working for the mob.
Really?
I worked for an ad agency that they handled the biggest car dealership or car, what do you want to call it? Car King. They had 32 dealerships between New York and New Jersey. And I handled all the advertising for that group. And they were Sicilian based out of Brooklyn. And I was a naive little kid from Colorado Springs and didn't realize till 3 or 4 years in who I was working for.
Wow. So you really work for the cartel, huh?
The car. Yeah. Yeah. They weren't killing people. They might have dumped a few cars in the Hudson, but
not sure why.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you were up there for how long?
4 years. And then my dad turned 70 and I turned 35 and I moved back to Colorado Springs in 01. Right, before 9/11.
Oh, wow. That was fortunate, huh?
Yes.
Did you lose anyone in that?
Yeah, I lost a couple people. I would have gone through that tunnel that mm-hmm. I always went to New Jersey on Tuesdays. So the Holland Tunnel, I'm sure you're not a New Yorker. The Holland Tunnel is down by the financial district. It was blown up as well. And I would have been going through that tunnel that Tuesday. It was a Tuesday that it happened. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I moved back in time, I guess. But yeah, I lost two friends in that.
You know, it's always funny, like when I remember, you know, the morning. So I was home and I would normally have been at work by that time, but I was home because I was on maternity leave. And I was, you know, nursing our son who is about to turn 21 and not too long from now. And I was watching, my husband was getting a shower. He had done PT, was active duty military at the time. He had done PT, came home to get a shower. And I'm, you know, nursing the baby, watching the television, news was on. And so this first plane, you know, flew into the Twin Towers. And my husband's a pilot. So I was like, honey, this is so weird. You know, this just happened. And he was like, oh, there's no way, you know, this was had to be some type of malfunction. Right. You know, they don't let these kinds of things happen. And as we're discussing it, the second plane, I mean, this was a replay, you know, a replay of what had happened with the first plane. But I had turned it on. And then as we're discussing it, and they're of course replaying what had happened, and then you've got live TV in the background, the second plane comes and turns into the building. I've never been so afraid, I don't think, in my life.
Right. It was, I mean, scary. Interestingly enough, I had the guy I was dating from New York was visiting me, and I was taking him to the airport that day. And when I got him to the Colorado Springs airport, they're like, no, everything's shut down. Like, what just happened? And then I got to work, I dropped him off at my house, and I got to work in the second plane to just come in, and just, I still get goosebumps over it. Just a weird deal.
It was. And I mean, and the thing is like, you know, our lives really changed as Americans, and mm-hmm. go back, in many ways hasn't really fully gone back. Like, we still, and it is really kind of small and petty, but we're still putting, you know, liquids in quart-sized bags to get on airplanes because of 9/11.
I know.
You know, yeah. So.
Yeah. And we, yeah, don't get me started.
Well, some good news, though, is that, you know, I mean, depending on your perspective, I suppose, is that things are, you know, the next very, I would say just hugely generationally shaping shift that recently has been, you know, with COVID, and relatively recently, you know, the mask mandate in airports has, you know, been lifted. By the time this airs, it may be back in place. I don't know, you know, with the way right. that things ebb and flow, but, you know, how we can get, you know, so accustomed, or maybe never become accustomed to these kinds of changes, is something else.
Agreed. Yes. I mean, it's, I still think some change is good, but we still should have our own personal freedoms of our own decisions.
Right. And, you know, I know that, you know, in your background, I can see, you know, an organization that's very near and dear to your heart. And I think, you know, it's kind of oddly related to that sentiment. So I'll let you talk about. Angels.
Angels? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So my father had Alzheimer's for 7 years. And I started this, he passed away in 2016. And I started this organization in honor of him. His mother had Alzheimer's before they knew what it was mm-hmm. in the 70s. And that's back when they would strap people down to mm-hmm. their bed, strap them to their chairs. I mean, I was 7, 8 years old, didn't understand that, but they didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And so out of his 7 brothers and sister, he has a twin sister, he and his twin sister got Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
his twin sister died 30 days to the day he died, but they say twins have a connection, and I totally believe that. So I started this organization to try and raise money for local, meaning El Paso County and Teller County. I know there's lots of big organizations. There's the Alzheimer's Association. There's other things, but the money is controlled by corporate. Right. And there's a good thing for that. I'm not criticizing that, but we're a small town. There's lots of people here that are trying to help. So I started it to keep, to try and raise money, to keep it local. So we have an event every year to try and do that right now.
You're listening to Another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. I'm Angela Jones, and our guest today is Gina Miller, talking about a local nonprofit she founded, Angels Against Alzheimer. So tell us about the event that that Angels Against Alzheimer sponsors each year.
So it's the first Saturday of April, typically, and it's a local, like I said, the money stays local. It's a fundraiser, and it's a casino setup. And I know a lot of people don't gamble, but for this, it's gambling for a cause. So you go in, and there's blackjack tables, there's craps tables, there's poker tables, there's roulette tables, and you buy chips, if you will, and you lose your money. Or we hope you to lose your money. And that's how we raise money for this cause. We have a band, the Sofa Killers, which is a great band. They play for us. And we've got some other games that we're incorporating each year. We had what's called a ring toss this year that was very successful. We were able to have lots of different wines donated. There was a $150 bottle of wine in there. And if you toss the ring onto it, you got that wine. Fortunately, nobody got that wine. It's still in our storage. So that's the event. It's a fun, it's a masquerade ball. Nice. So you dress up and wear your masks, and not your COVID mask, not to be confused, but your masquerade ball mask.
So what, where's your venue?
The Doubletree by Hilton.
Okay.
Cheyenne Mountain. It depends. Lake, you know, there. Yes. So.
And so how many years has that been running?
We started in 16. Next year will be our fifth year. COVID would have been our third year, and we had to shut down, of course. Last year in 2021, we were actually the first in-person event after COVID in Colorado Springs. So it was lightly attended because people were still very afraid. So it was mostly all my friends and family. But we still had the event. We still raised a little bit of money. So next year again will be the fifth year.
Okay. And when you're saying you keep that money local, where does it go?
So we reach out, and you have to sign an application. So the first 2 years we gave it to the UCCS Aging Center. Okay. And then the third year we gave it to Daybreak, which is an adult daycare center in Woodland Park.
Okay.
And meaning adult daycare center, it's Alzheimer's patients that can go there during the day, and they have different activities.
It's all memory care.
Yes, exactly. So don't know where we're going to give it next year. We send out applications. If we don't get any applications back, we keep the money and just keep growing it.
Growing the money.
One of the neatest things we had this year is we had, there is a robot that they've created called Rocky, and he is an Alzheimer's robot.
Okay.
Very, very sophisticated. He's got 25 cameras in each eye, and he's a baby seal, and he recognizes your voice. He will recognize how you interact to him, and he's $35,000. Okay. So this year we started a Rocky fund to raise money to buy a Rocky.
And so if you were able to get a Rocky, how would Rocky be used in the community?
We would take him to different memory care installations and lend him out, if you will.
Okay.
that's what the plan is right now. That could change, but that's what the board of directors made a decision. If we can raise enough money to buy another Rocky, Angels would own it, and then we would take him out. And that can change. I mean, we're flexible. We might donate it to a memory care facility. It just depends on how it all goes.
How it all goes, and like how many Rockies you can raise money to fund, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so just remind me, I might have missed it. When does this event take place each year?
The first Saturday of the month. So next year it will be, I believe, if you don't mind me looking at my calendar.
No, absolutely. Look at your calendar.
Let's see here. It will be April 1st. Oh, April Fool's Day.
So it's the first Saturday of April. Yeah.
So next year it will be April 1st. It's the DoubleTree by Hilton. It starts at 7 p.m., goes to 11. There's tickets. You can buy a table. It's an open bar. It's open food. Mm-hmm. We do have, gift bags, and we have got little goodies and things, but it's a casino setup, and you need to come lose your money. We don't want you to win your money.
So that's almost a year from now. So what can people do to support Angels now?
They can go to the website, which is angelsagainstalzheimers.com, and there is a donate button on there, and mm-hmm. they can always donate.
Got you. Okay. Well, in addition to, your Angels, and I mean, it makes sense that, that's near and dear to your heart. What other kind of things do you have going on in the community that people might be interested in?
Oh, boy. I really... Honestly, Angela, that's about all I got in the community going on.
That's funny. No more rodeos for you guys?
No, we're getting a little old for that. My husband was a team roper, and we just ride our horses now. He's a range rider, and he goes up on the range ride, and we just take our horses and just ride.
So what is a range rider? I don't know what that is.
So it's a men's club.
Okay.
So some of the most prominent guys back in the 50s started this to promote rodeo.
Okay.
Okay. And they go every year and ride, or they used to go ride around Pike's Peak. Well, now it's getting hard. You can't do that. But right. So every year they still have a range ride. And it's to support Western heritage, support the rodeo. So it's guys that get on their horses, they ride out the street breakfast in June, and they go up for four mm-hmm. or 5 days, and they ride their horses and do that kind of stuff.
So that's just an annual type thing.
It's an annual thing. Yes.
And your husband's not otherwise involved in supporting rodeo anymore?
No, I mean, he still supports it, but no, he doesn't run it or manage it. He's retired.
So what were his events? Was he in rodeo or just
managing? No. He ran the whole production of it. He was the manager of it. His son was a calf roper, a professional rodeo cowboys association. He was a PRCA calf roper. So he was a professional rodeo.
So a lot of people don't know, but this, when you think, so I'm from Florida, but I'm from an area of Florida where rodeo is pretty big. And my cousins roped calves, and they, raced barrels, and, did all manner of other rodeo events. And so when we lived in Middleburg, Florida, actually in Clay County, I lived in, a couple different cities in Clay County, but when we lived in Middleburg in particular, rodeo was huge when I was in early high school. And so we would go out for, rodeo events or more, they were very small time there, rodeo practice, local stuff on Friday nights or Saturday nights. And, and my husband and I actually this is not exactly related, but I like to tell people when my mother-in-law asks, like, where did you meet your husband? I tell them I met him in a country and Western bar. Line dancing. She's like, stop telling people that. I'm like, well, it's true.
Well, it's true. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, and it's kind of funny because, you know, being from Florida, people don't think about that. At Northeast Florida being cowboy country. And so I've got that. Now we've got that Colorado, you know, Nashville, Tennessee, which people do get. And also, you know, that Northeast Florida cowboy connection.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us. And I so appreciate your time. And I'm so glad to have got to know you. It's so interesting to me, always those paths, especially when a local Colorado Springs gal ends up in New York City buying a horse and then, you know, back home to ride into the sunset. So,
well, I appreciate you inviting me. This has been a very nice experience and very wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Absolutely. And thank you all for joining us for another brighter day in the neighborhood. You can find us here at this same time and same station each week. Until next time, have a brighter day.